Hello and welcome to another episode of Getting Ahead at Work Life, where we help you improve the quality of life at your workplace. My name is Steve Page. Just as a reminder, we are trying to record three types of episodes: a weekly core topic episode, and then sprinklings of an interview episode and a question and answer episode as we get feedback from you, the listener. So please feel free to give your input. Is fear making you stay at a job you hate? Welcome to episode 5 of the Getting Ahead at Work Life podcast. Do you hate your job? We spend anywhere from 1 to 2/3 of our day at work, part of it commuting. But more than 70%, some stats are as high as 85% of workers hate their jobs and or their managers or bosses. Most managers don't know how to manage people, but who can blame them? They were never taught to. Many companies are not investing in training their managers at all. Companies promote employees to this new position and then leave them out to dry, one of the most important positions in a company. So things are stacked against you in this regard. What is your job costing you? What are you having to give up or sacrifice because of the job you hate? Sleep, your health, money, time, relationships, advancement in your field, coworker friendships? How many times have you heard about people who end up physically sick, depressed, divorced, or abusing substances because they're miserable with their careers? I was one of those people. What if they liked their jobs instead? Couldn't significantly improving attitudes towards work have a huge impact on the health and welfare of our society? If you are working in a negative or toxic workplace, or are dealing with a workplace bully, then your job is really costing you some valuable things, versus bringing value to your career and life. The latter is obviously what any sane person would want. Okay, so you realize that your job is costing you more than you would like. Then why are you afraid to leave it? If your job was your boyfriend, why haven't you dumped them yet? Why are you afraid to leave? Reasons why we fear leaving a job. There's the fear of the new. You may be looking at or even interviewing for new jobs. However, you're afraid of new tasks, new people, a new boss that you don't know, or a new environment. We can often feel that the bad things we're dealing with now at our current job will exist anywhere we go, or that they might be even worse somewhere else. And the devil we know is often better than the devil we don't know. Well, there are ways to overcome this. Review the job description, skills, and tasks required really well so that you know what you're getting yourself into when you first take the job. After the fact, you need to look at what things you're good at. What things do you need to work on? Make a plan to improve yourself for your current position or a new one. Ask lots of questions about a potential new job. It's okay to ask to meet the team. It's okay to ask about the physical work environment. After all, this is where you'll be spending the next however many years you'll be working there. Then at some point, you just have to take a leap of faith that whatever the new job entails, you will be able to handle it. And if you did your homework, it will at the very least be better than what you have now. Fear of failure. As mentioned before, you may be afraid of new tasks, rejection and criticism, new challenges, and new expectations that you think you might not be up to. But there's lots you can do in this area. Reach out to people you may know in the same job area and get advice from them. Take training in what you will have to be doing to make sure you know it inside and out. Take training in other general areas like critical thinking, leadership, writing, remembering, etc., to be a better employee. There are also tons of resources now to learn anything online for cheap. There's Udemy, Lynda, Udacity, edX, and Coursera, to name a few. You can read some books also, like The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. Fear of success. You might be afraid of doing well and what comes with that, how it may change things for you. For example, people expecting more from you, and you're not sure if you can deliver, but that's the point of progress, or getting promotions. Continually moving forward with bigger and better challenges. And you do your best to overcome the next challenge and then the next. To get to the next level, you use what you've learned and experienced in your past positions. Do your research and be aware of what will come next in your career path. What are the next set of requirements and expectations? Or you might not feel you deserve success because you've been the receiver of a lot of negative feedback over the years. In this case, you have to work on your self-esteem and believing in what you know, can do, and have achieved. Fear of asking for more money. This is always hard for a lot of people. Everyone wants more money and benefits, but they are unsure of how to ask for it or how to explain why they deserve it when asked. You need to be able to speak up and advocate for yourself. You should be able to provide a list or description of what and how you have been able to overproduce or overachieve in your job over the past year or whatever time period is appropriate. You need to be able to provide evidence. An example from my past is when I was working on a database team. There were supposed to be 4 of us, but that number quickly went down to 3, then 2, then just myself. I had to work a lot of overtime to keep up, and needless to say, I was not happy. I expressed this to my company and they asked me to hang in there. So I continued to do my job well and kept up with everything. As time went on, I documented all the major things I had achieved or took care of and all the extra time I was putting in. I put this information in my self-evaluation and let my manager know via email. And as the customer was happy with my work, I asked them to send emails to me and my manager indicating this. You have to be willing to ask for proof of positive feedback. This is so important. When the end of the year came, I received a $5,000 bonus and a $5,000 salary increase. It paid off, and we got more people, so the long hours were not going to continue. Fear of having to perform better or do more. Yes, you probably will. This means you will have to get out of your comfort zone and learn new things, get better at other things, and maybe speak in front of people and present to people. Again, know what will come with the new territory and prepare for it. This is a given. If you want more respect and more money, then you should be able to do things at a higher level than what you were doing previously. You want to feel valued and desired by your company. You want them to fear losing you. Fear of change or complacency. Sometimes it may even be plain laziness, but some people just don't like change. We are actually by nature programmed to resist change, but it's how we manage change that makes the difference. We can choose to embrace a new job as a new beginning. In this situation, you just have to, again, look at what you're giving up and decide if it bothers you enough to do something about it. Some people just like to complain and feel like the victim. But at some point, you have to take action. Otherwise, you're your own problem. Some people will just never leave. All of these fears are manageable. There are things that are learnable and above all doable in order to overcome these fears and get a better, more fulfilling job for you. This, of course, assumes that you want to advance in your career. There is a great book on change called Who Moved My Cheese? Think of it like this. What is your job or company doing for you? Are you getting recognition, advancements? Are you getting raises? Are you getting adequately paid at all? Do you know why you didn't get a raise or a promotion? Are you getting trained by your company? Are you being set up for success or failure? In general, your job should be getting you somewhere in life. Unless you're comfortable with doing the exact same thing for the same amount of money, actually less over the years. This is outside of whether or not you're dealing with a toxic workplace, but it becomes even more of an issue if you are. The negativity can cause you to slide backward, either because you cannot perform at your best, or because someone you're experiencing negativity from is blocking you from achieving all you can. They may be directly in the way of a raise or promotion if it's your boss or supervisor. So here's my experience and philosophy. For me, moving around a bit between jobs has actually benefited me well. Now granted, I'm considered a contractor, so the time at most of my positions has been determined by the contract I'm working on. It may have been for a year, or it may have been for 3. Sometimes it may have been for 3 years, but then the customer decides they don't want to continue with the contract after the first year. So there can be a lot of moving around from job to job. But it has been from good job to better job, and from good pay to better pay, and I don't have a degree. This was done intentionally. I always put a lot of thought and work into my next desired position, and surveys are showing that this moving from job to job is becoming more the norm. So you shouldn't be worried about it looking bad on your resume, especially if you can explain it well. You also have to really be able to negotiate on your own behalf. As I mentioned above, you have to be able to highlight your best features and justify what you're asking for. In order to do this, you need to create a plan. This requires that you get out of your comfort zone, do some research, and do some work. There's no way around it. If you want a better situation, you're going to have to work for it. No one is just going to hand you your dream job without a boss to report to and making $500,000 a year, unless you start your own business. But that's a topic for another day. So, I talked about your fears holding you back from leaving a negative or even toxic job and achieving more in your career. I have just scratched the surface here for what one can do to leave a bad job. Let's help each other break out of our fears and our comfort zones to be able to achieve what we deserve and more in our careers. Life is too short to waste time sitting back. By sitting back, you are losing money, opportunity, and most importantly, your health. We need to take action now so that our jobs don't become a life sentence. I hope this episode has inspired you to take action if you're not where you want to be in your job. Also, I plan on putting some materials together and possibly creating a course on helping people do exactly what I've talked about in this podcast. If you're at all interested in this, please let me know in the comments. Well, we hope you enjoyed this episode of Getting Ahead at Work Life. Please like and subscribe to the podcast on Spreaker.com, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and wherever else you enjoy listening to podcasts. We would love to hear feedback from you. So if you would like to submit questions, comments, or if you'd like to be interviewed for the podcast, please do so at info@gettingaheadatworklife.com. Or you can also come on over to our Facebook group to continue the conversation. And just remember, your job shouldn't feel like a life sentence. You have the ability to choose something better.